We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For 30 years, the Chinese have told us exactly the fate they plan for the United States of America and how they intend to rule the world through economics. Their plan is simple: crush the U.S. dollar, watch the economy go down with it, and then take our reserve currency status. Whoever holds the world's reserve currency, the U.S. has it right now, controls the world, controls all financial transactions. It's an insane amount of power. The Chinese have been gunning for it for 30 years, and they're right on the cusp of taking it from us. When that happens, our dollar will deflate like a balloon. Eggs will cost $15 for a dozen, and a generation of Americans will be plunged immediately into poverty. If the Chinese were running America right now, what would they do to accomplish that goal? Democrat Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, laid it out recently in an article in The Hill. There's three easy steps to inflation: overborrow, overspend, overprint money, which only the country that possesses the reserve currency can do, i.e. us, and then a third leg, decrease productivity, crush the labor supply, and you get runaway inflation. Nobody invests in a dollar that's running away in an inflationary spiral. Right now, the Democrats are doing exactly what Chairman Xi would do if he were running Washington: borrowing and printing money at a rate never before seen in human history, then using that money to pay people to stay home and ignore the 7.4 million open jobs. It's the classic formula for runaway inflation. But come on, the Democrats would never deliberately do what it took to crash the economy, destroy the currency, and put China in the driver's seat, would they? Former federal prosecutor John Ratcliffe was the director of national intelligence under Donald Trump, the single highest ranking intelligence official over the FBI and the CIA in the entire country. He sees all the intel. Here's what he told CBS News' Catherine Herridge on his way out. It was terrifying, and I'm afraid we're watching it right now. Democrats deliberately legislating exactly as the Chinese would have them do to bring down our dollar, our economy, and ironically, long term, our federal government. Here's what Ratcliffe told Catherine Herridge, CBS News reporter.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with six times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
It can hardly be a coincidence that then Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who traveled on Air Force Two with him to China, while a recovering drug addict, got a $1 billion deal with the Chinese while there, that he was no way, no how qualified to get the kind of deal normally a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America would do, not Hunter Biden. Even today, Hunter Biden remains in a $200 million deal with the Chinese, with a Chinese Communist Party-backed company. He is in a fund worth $1 billion. He's got a 20% share. That's $200 million. And he hasn't divested from it. He's also under investigation by the FBI for, among other things, laundering money. That money was laundered because it wasn't reported to the IRS. That's the money laundering charge. He couldn't report it to the IRS because he took it from foreigners, mostly the Chinese, but several other countries as well. Hunter did, without reporting it on his taxes. And he couldn't report it on his taxes because he failed to register as a foreign agent. That's a felony. We put Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, in prison for that. But what about the blackmail part? Easy. Look at Hunter's laptop, which we now know is Hunter's. In his own writing, he's written again and again about how the big guy, his father, got between 10 and 50% of the money from the foreign deals, the ones he conducted illegally because he wasn't registered as a foreign agent and didn't report the proceeds of to the IRS. What do you got there? Major payoff, as John Ratcliffe detailed. Remember, Trump's director of national intelligence. And bribery. The Chinese know the Bidens took the money. They could use it against them by producing the proof at any time. They own Joe and Hunter Biden. And we have proof of the deals that they did, in Hunter's own words, on that laptop. Now let's go back to the plan that Joe's administration authored. It does the exact thing the Chinese want: degrade the currency by causing it to become inflationary and decreasing its value by doing the very three things it takes to achieve runaway inflation and destroy the dollar. The 30-year goal of the Chinese: print and borrow money, decreasing the value of the dollar while paying people to stay home, increasing labor demand and decreasing productivity. The very three things you need to accomplish what the Chinese want. And it's happening shockingly fast. Our media predicting a 1 million job gain. Instead, just 266,000. The month before, 700,000. How do you depress productivity and employment that fast, as the Chinese would want? Easy. You pay people more than they were making to stay home. You borrow the money or print it. And it's no coincidence we saw this jaw-dropping drop in the jobs numbers after the stimulus, and that it happened so quickly is not a surprise. Wall Street Journal puts the top dollar amount they're paying folks to stay home in combined state and federal unemployment at $32,000 a year. Nobody's going to work. That's the plan. The speed at which the stimulus package kneecapped job creation stunned even CNBC. Listen to them live on the air getting the report. They thought it'd be at least 700,000 new jobs, not 266,000, and maybe even upwards of 1 million. They thought it was a typo when it came out. And in their bunkers, Chinese Communist Party officials roared and cheered with laughter and joy. They couldn't have done it better themselves.
Steve, because he's got the number. Okay, Steve, the number.
Wow, it just came across. Give me a second here. We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266, but maybe I have that wrong. Let me double check the Bureau website here. 1 second. Yes, 266 is correct. So we have some issues here.
266,000.
Long-term unemployed.
Big revision.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Last month, 770 versus 916. Yes.
Up next, the evidence of the control of the Bidens is right in front of our face. If only we would look at it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Systematically paying unemployment benefits that are more than a person makes working doesn't create an environment that's particularly conducive to going back to work. We're getting a little Orwellian with when it comes to the language we hear from this administration sometimes.
So Pat Toomey, Republican out of Pennsylvania, knocking Joe Biden's enhanced unemployment benefits. I've taken a bad jobs report, disappointing, showing only 266,000 jobs added, far below expectations. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also blaming those extended benefits out of D.C.
I've met with a number of employers in our state very recently. Inflation, the cost of everything is going up. People don't want to go back to work. We've sent them so much money that they compare what they could receive by staying home versus going back to work.
So as the dollar is depreciated by inflation, think about it. If you want to put your savings in the safest currency, that was always the U.S. dollar. If you're seeing inflationary pressure, you'd be crazy to put your money in the dollar. And so people will simply choose to put their money in a different currency. What currency? Right now, it looks like the Chinese dollar. Currency investment always follows foreign investment. And last year, Forbes reported for the first time in economic history, there was more foreign investment in China than in the U.S. A couple more years of that, and China will have the reserve currency, not the U.S. The dollar will deflate like a balloon. And it'll take a generation to recover economically. Charlie Hurd of the Washington Times understands this. This is why you hear the panic in his voice as he describes the three legs on the stool that will lead to runaway inflation, all of which are being done by the Democrats, or is it the Chinese, right now in Washington. Listen to the panic in his voice.
I think the only thing that's more alarming than the jobs numbers themselves is the fact that you have to listen to Joe Biden and a lot of other Democrats claim that these added benefits don't have anything to do with the incentive that people have. You know, people are rational. They're not stupid. If they're getting more paid more to stay home, if they're being penalized for actually going to work, they're not going to go to work. That would be moronic. But the underlying thing here that is so dangerous and that I think that is so alarming that Joe Biden and a lot of Democrats are ignoring is the fact that the more you print money, the more you borrow, the government borrows money to make these payments that we don't have, the government doesn't have in order to pay people not to go to work. The more you do that, the more you flirt with inflation. And we're already seeing it, whether it's housing prices or grocery prices, prices are going up. And when prices go up, they don't hurt wealthy people. They hurt working people and they hurt poor people more than they hurt anybody else. So not only are they ignoring the reality of the situation, they're actually doing things that are profoundly hurting the people they claim to be trying to help.
Is it that the Chinese are blackmailing the Bidens, or is it just that the Democrats are in lockstep with the Chinese and wouldn't mind being ruled by them or ruling with them? Because their aims, goals, belief systems are identical. I don't know which it is. Maybe they'll all profit on the way there. The Bidens believe that to be the case. But I know this for a fact. The Chinese have blackmail material on Hunter and Joe Biden. When did they get it? The very act of Hunter taking that cash without registering as a foreign agent is the blackmail material. That's why they had to pay the Biden so much. That's why Hunter got the billion-dollar deal. Because the second he took the money without registering as a foreign agent, he committed a crime. The Chinese know it. Even better, Hunter's an idiot. He detailed on that laptop, again, as I mentioned before, that Joe took either 10%, 20%, or 50% on these deals that he was illegally doing. The Chinese have him dead to rights. And the mainstream media and big tech know it. They've covered it in depth enough before Joe threw his ring in the hat to know. The New York Times was openly writing about it. That's why heading into the election, big tech had to go so far as censoring the New York Post. These stories aren't going away. Here's from Fox News over the weekend. It shows the alarming extent to which the Chinese have infiltrated the Biden family. I'll play that next.
Hunter Biden's laptop, the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately. There are new emails that reveal ties between him and an alleged Chinese-American spy. He worked for an energy company. He was given an assistant for that Chinese energy company, who many now believe may have been a Chinese spy. So the president's son, what do we know?
Yeah, well, that email also says that they were providing, the Chinese were providing opposition research against Biden's opponent, President Trump, then sitting commander in chief during the 2020 campaign. The other piece is that the head of that Chinese energy company, which was a massive conglomerate with close ties to the Chinese government, that Hunter himself referred to the CEO as the spy chief of China, right, was also then arrested for bribery charges. And that's why the deal apparently fell apart. But he was on the take. He was assigned this very attractive young assistant. This is similar to what happened to Swalwell. We know that Dianne Feinstein, who was in the Senate Intelligence Committee, had a Chinese spy in as her driver for years. Guys, this is the tip of the iceberg of Chinese influence and infiltration into our politics. But this, with the sitting vice president and then presidential candidate, is mind-blowing. And the mainstream media, the Democrats on Capitol Hill, are just going to shrug their shoulders.
That was Representative Michael Waltz. He's a Republican, and he wasn't done yet, talking about why this should concern us.
And information fed from the Chinese government to a candidate's son? That's not headline news?
Yeah.
And the New York Post... stories suppressed?
Suppressed.
Wow.
Suppressed by big tech. But it is, we are awash in Chinese money and influence. And the other piece that I want to get to the bottom of is what other companies did Hunter Biden invest into at the direction of the Chinese government with that billion-dollar investment that he received just months after flying over there on Air Force Two as the vice president's son? Were they into technology, robotics, artificial intelligence that then could be used for the Chinese military? Mm-hmm. That's why we get to get the majority back in the House. We can get to the bottom of this.
But will the midterms come fast enough? We're barely 4 months into the Biden administration, and already we've knocked 500,000 jobs off what should have been the total. Remember, the media was forecasting 1 million jobs, and without the stimulus package, that's what it would have been. It was 700,000 the month before. And escalating inflation where there was none before? We don't have time to wait for the midterms. We may not have a reserve currency by then. It might be too late. Somebody has to apply the brake. Pray that the two Democrats in the entire Senate with enough sense who have been saying no to these deals, some of them anyway, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, say no and deny the Democrats the votes they need. The entire country's economic future hangs on the razor's edge. Meanwhile, a new report that's just come to light, reported in the UK Daily Mail, may show us the size of China's ambition and what they're willing to do to achieve it. It talks about how the Chinese intended to use COVID viruses as a bioweapon. And Sky News in Australia made a big deal of it. So did every serious news organization. So that would include virtually none of the mainstream ones here in the U.S. Yep, they planned to use COVID as a bioweapon. But everybody missed the most critical piece in this report. Not a bioweapon to militarily subdue the world. No, that's not what the report said. They intended to use COVID as a bioweapon to financially subdue the world, as a financial weapon. Everybody's missing the significance of that. But I'll let you hear what it would have sounded like if something like the truth ever could be heard on one of our American news outlets. This is Sky News describing that report. Remember, as she reads it, the part that's missing. The bioweapon was supposed to be used to get the financial upper hand. It could be argued the Chinese did. Remember the part earlier in this podcast? The first time ever in recorded history, more foreign investment in China last year than in the U.S. Why? As soon as they got through telling us we had to shut down and peppering us with their propaganda, what did they do? Do you remember? They opened back up and insisted they didn't have any more COVID. And the foreign investment dollars poured into their economy. Once you start looking at world events through the spectrum of money, it all begins to make sense. Here's Sky News with that report.
First tonight, new details from a document produced by Chinese military scientists where they discuss weaponizing SARS coronaviruses 5 years before the pandemic hit. The book was written by People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials back in 2015. It describes SARS coronaviruses as heralding, and I quote, a new era of genetic weapons. It says they can be artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. One of the authors of this book is the former deputy director of China's Bureau of Epidemic Prevention, Li Feng. And the editor-in-chief of the paper, Zhu Dezhong, was the leader of the SARS Epidemic Analysis Expert Group under the Chinese Ministry of Health. He reported to the top leadership of the Chinese Military Commission and the Health Ministry during the 2003 SARS crisis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.